An American Viewpoint 3.
Selling back college textbooks at the end of the semester is one of the rituals of American college life. Tired from our classes and tests, we stand in long lines waiting for our chance to sell our books for much less than we paid for them. Most students leave the line with a little bit of pocket money and a slight sense of feeling cheated. Yet, the system gives us a chance to get rid of unwanted books. In the case of America, most students feel no need to keep textbooks for classes that are not relevant to their field of study. They believe it is better to get a little bit of money than no money at all. The books that are sold go to large warehouses for preparation for the next class using that book. That may be at the same university, or they may be sent to a different school somewhere in the country. Selling or recycling books is not the only benefit of this system. Students who need a book for a certain class can buy a used book at a lower cost than buying a new book. Sometimes they save 50% or more. Many students try to buy all used books for their classes if possible. In some fields, such as medicine or the sciences, students may spend as much as $1,500 for one semester of textbooks. And with some classes requiring three or four different books, for these students, they can save a lot of money. For most American college students, there is little attachment to their textbooks. Yet, they are attached to their money. Most students are living alone and on a very tight budget. This system allows them to save money. Without it, some students simply may not be able to afford the cost of buying all of the new textbooks required for their classes.